you.
It is 5 o'clock on the ticket. It's Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm. Ticket stock 2025. What a 2 days it's been. We just got done with our Musers AMA, so I think those have wrapped up. We've got the Ticket Time Wasters coming up here in about an hour. And for the next hour here at the Plano Center, still time to come on down. It's free parking, free admission. We're going to have all hands on deck round tables. And so all the ticket hosts are up here. We have a very special guest for this first round table, ladies and gentlemen. Our friend from Fox 4, Sam Gary.
Sam!
Yes. Yeah.
Sam!
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being
this
here.
This is a little intimidating. I'm not used to doing things in front of a live audience like this. I have to watch Mike all the time.
What do you have planned?
Look at him.
Oh, boy.
They're all very friendly.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Well, and then, you know, if you've been up there before, it's weird because you do your show and there's literally no one. You have robot cameras. Yes.
That are like 30 years old.
What? Are they really? Well, they still frighten me. They're robots. So you don't see anyone.
No, you don't. It's just you're there in silence, and you better get along with your co-host, otherwise there could be problems.
I know, except Clarice on her way out.
Clarice, yes.
Oh, Clarice.
She always gives you a nice dap and... You know,
she's the queen.
Pat on the white dap.
Yeah.
You know, that's what she does all the time. Way to go.
We understand that Mike couldn't be here today. He had an AA meeting. Yeah. We hope that goes well. But send him our best.
I heard he was in Turkey getting hair plugs.
You know, I said this is his second straight year missing this event. You know, I was like, I can't keep speaking for you every time out here. You're going to have to show yourself to the people.
Interesting. Yeah, that's typical Ducey.
Yeah, typical.
Ducky. Well, we hope he recovers. I mean, Mike's strong.
You know,
it's you surgery. Know, Gordo.
I know.
You do the twitches with him, and you catch him off guard every night.
Catch him off guard, but yes, I know he's been wanting to get this lengthening procedure for a while now. And glad he's able to do it. Hate it was today, but glad he's able
and
to do it.
And he has to keep going back. He can't get it off at once. Right. That's ridiculous.
They can only add an inch at a time.
Oh, I thought it was a half.
It's his seventh surgery.
It's like down to his calf.
He'll be like 90 so he can sit up to the bed.
It's a process.
Yeah. We have a new meme.
We're here to support him.
Are you still swimming, Sam?
You know, I haven't been swimming in a while. I need to get back out there.
Way to go, George.
George's
out, same place where my sister and brother-in-law
are. Yes, and I've seen your sister many times. She'll be in the other lane, and I'll be kicking. She'll be like, Sam. And I'll be like, hey.
Yeah, Sam.
Yeah.
So were you an Olympic swimmer?
I was not an Olympic swimmer, but back in the day, I'd like to say I was very good, but then I kind of plateaued.
You swam in college, right?
I swam in college for like my first year, but again, I kind of plateaued, so I stepped away.
Man, okay. I like to swim.
UConn, right?
UConn, yes.
So it's pretty good.
The best UConn. Basketball school ever.
So that's in Alaska?
Not the UConn.
Not with a Y.
Oh, okay.
University of Connecticut.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay.
The home of national champions.
What was your stroke?
I freestyle, and then I was a butterfly is my stroke. Yeah. Nice.
Ooh, the butterfly's hard.
It is. It's the most.
You know what? I heard the butterfly was old. Let me see your tootsie roll.
What?
Man, you guys have no idea what I'm talking
about. We know what
about.
You're talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Damn it. Making these sick references.
That guy loves it. He's,
Who loves it? That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. Audience of one, baby. Yeah, let's go. Oh, I'm sorry, Sam.
No, I knew what you meant.
You were freestyle and
butterfly.
Butterfly. Was a sprinter.
Oh, yeah, I was breaststroke.
That's also a very graceful stroke.
Freestyle from there. What was your specialty? Like 50?
Like 50 and 100 in the 100.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you the place you swim at now, is it Olympic 50 meters or no?
Like it's yards, but it's like 25 meters. But it's really nice because it's outdoors, so you can literally swim there year-round. As long as the temperature doesn't dip.
Have you ever met Marge, George's swim coach?
Yes,
I have. Not my swim coach. But.
Yeah, I've had a couple little interactions with her, yes.
Yeah.
You swam in the Olympics, George, or could have.
No, could have, yeah.
Well, she's joining us now, actually.
Wait, where's Spunt? Is Spunt here?
Spunt got adopted.
Oh. Yeah.
He
got adopted.
Is she here today?
You didn't see the Spunt punt?
No, she left.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it.
I punted Spunt into the audience last night, and a guy caught it, and then he gave it to a little girl who... Took Spun home, gave him a new home last night.
But we need to check on that little girl now because he had evil intentions in his
in his eyes as he was punted away.
No, Daddy, no!
I felt kind of bad about
Man,
that.
Man, that's a...
But it was fun.
I'm glad he has a new home now.
Yeah, a nice home. Yeah. Someone who actually loves him. I really did.
No. So, Sam, how long have you worked in the market now?
So next month is going to be my 6-year anniversary.
Wow.
Which is crazy. Yeah.
It's happy gone anniversary. Really.
Thank
is that, is
you.
That the longest you've
I'm like,
spent
I
in any
I keep not knowing
market?
Where to look.
I know.
I spent I spent Gordon? 6 years in OKC, and so this will be
OKC.
My 6th year here. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
OKC is like the farm system.
It is.
Like in a good way.
Yeah,
I'm
you
saying.
Have a good friend from OKC, Eddie. Too. That's kind of how we connected at first.
Yes. Eddie Radosovich, who is awesome. Eddie would be great on the ticket. But yeah, Eddie's super fun. But like you and Peyton both, who
yeah,
we had
we
up here.
Yeah, we both went. We
from
both
Oklahoma
worked
City.
In OKC. Yep.
What was your first market?
My first market was Lake Charles, Louisiana, which is like market.
McNeese State.
Yes, McNeese State. It was like market 175, so very, very small town. I was a little bit in shell shock when I had 3 weeks to move from Connecticut down there, so that was a fun little time. But
how weird.
Very different. But, you know, it's gotten to me to where I am now, and I don't think I would be the person I am if I hadn't moved around. And
how long were you there?
I was there for 2 years. 2 years.
How big is that town?
Very small. Basically, they have one TV station. So if they watch you, like, and you go out, everyone watches you. It's that type of town where just everyone knows you, and viewers would invite us over for dinner, you know, because the food there is amazing. But if you turn them down, they would get offended. So I would always take food from them. And
really?
Very yummy.
Wow.
Yes.
That sounds dangerous.
Did you meet Joe Dumars?
I did. I did meet Joe Dumars. Yep, he was always around. So it was, and when I was there, they had a couple good seasons. Like the women went to the NCAA tournament, the men nearly got there. So it went by pretty fast. Went by pretty fast.
Cheers to Joe Dumars.
Yeah.
Who was McNeese?
Who? What?
McNeese.
Who was McNeese?
Yeah.
There's still a school.
Yeah. What kind of question is that?
McNeese State? You never heard
McNeese State?
No. Who's in cell service right now?
What am McNeese?
Like Colonel McNeese or something?
Yeah, what is that?
Something
from?
Like that. I don't know.
Anybody
know?
Do you want your laptop so you can search hard rock? So you can find out the answer?
No, I'll just Google it since no one knows. Jeez.
Why would that be well known?
I don't know.
Well, like there's like a Corporal McNeese or something.
I
like
probably
that.
Should know that, but I
other
don't
people
know the
here
answer.
Were he was, asking who is McNeese.
He's
so
probably
I was
racist, like, if we're honest.
Phil, yeah. Phil
it's probably McNeese. Something we don't want to know.
Yeah. Well, who is Charles?
In Lake Charles.
Lake Charles.
Yeah,
he's a saint.
Boy, he's got a lot of things to Google.
It was okay.
We
so
a lot to learn about
Google
Louisiana.
It was
right
named
now.
After John McNeese, who was an early local educator in that area of Louisiana. Yep.
Boring.
Probably racist. Terrible to name a
probably
college
racist.
After
you learn something new every day.
I think you got ball sacked.
He was the one who could read.
Glad I'm here.
He's the only one.
And he was into book learning,
and now he's dating Kim Kardashian.
Yep.
Watch this with Matt. Matt, what does laser stand for?
Light amplification. I forgot the rest.
What does scuba stand for?
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
There you go.
Okay.
God, what am I an acronym?
Did
machine?
You know
what does GIF stand for?
Why are you hiding?
GIF?
Gordon?
Yeah.
I don't know. Graphics interface.
Something like that.
Done sure. Graphic interface file. Yeah. Yeah.
For fun.
What's that?
For fun.
Yes.
We learned that. We learned that A. You don't pronounce swag, schwag.
Okay.
And that swag is an acronym.
For?
I don't remember.
Stuff we all get.
Yeah, stuff we all get.
Or S we all get.
Did you know that?
No.
Swaggy is also a word, too.
What does that mean?
Same kind of thing. Swaggy. Okay. Like,
I
that's
thought
a,
it was...
Like, all you guys have swag. You guys all have different types of swag.
I'd say we have drip.
Hey, Junior, show Sam your swag.
Watch this.
Yeah.
I thought it meant secretly we're all gay.
Yeah.
That's what I saw.
Also true.
Yeah.
There would be nothing wrong with that if you were.
No.
Sometimes it's not so much
just
of a secret.
Together.
Because
thank
that
you.
Would be weird.
Thank you for empowering Dave.
What about Link? What does that stand for? We want to ask
Link.
Donovan.
Since we're all doing acronyms now.
Blank.
Let a naysayer know.
Oh, I didn't know that was... That's what it stands for?
Okay, Sam, are you in... Okay, now that you're in market four or five?
We're four now.
Are we four?
We passed Philly.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah,
are
we're better than Philly.
We're better than Philly.
But they got a Super Bowl.
Are you?
Way to go, Bob.
Oranges, sir.
Are you content here? Like, is this where you want to be?
I mean, I love it here, of course. No.
If they don't fire Ducey within the next 2 years.
No, I love it here. I'm happy here. And I always say in order for me to leave here, it would have to be for something that I think is a better position than I already have. But I feel like I still have a lot more to give here, and I'm very happy here.
Okay, good answer. Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
Yeah, Jeff Kolb is never going to overtake you, so you have nothing to worry about.
Did I see that you and Mike have started a podcast?
We have.
On the other night?
I know, like, there's tons of podcasts out there, but we have brought it back.
What are those?
It's called Afterthought, and eventually we're going to have you all on if you would be so kind to join us.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So it's called Afterthought. The episodes air on our sister station, Channel 27, every Thursday at 7, and then it's up on all the normal platforms where you find your podcasts.
So. Gordon and I have a podcast called After Birth, and it's not as similar as what some do, but...
Yeah, I do believe the episode I was on would air this upcoming Thursday.
That's right. Donnie's going to be on Thursday at 7. Yep. So he loosened his tie a little bit for that one. And
were you the first guest ever on Afterthought?
No. You had Dave Raymond, right? Didn't you have Dave Raymond on before me?
I told Mike, Craig, that you were going to be upset by that because you were the very first guest on Free For All.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you're not the very first ticket guest on Afterthought.
Well, that's... That's a great honor for you.
Swag on that.
I'm happy for you. Did I ever tell you I was an intern at Channel 4 back in the day?
Back in the
day. That sounds like a pickup line.
Over coffee.
Did I ever tell you?
What are you drinking?
What do you remember about being an intern there?
What do I remember?
Yeah, what do you remember about it?
Tell the spiral staircase story.
The spiral staircase story that I cannot tell.
Why?
I used to have to run tapes upstairs to the control room. That's how they did it back in the day.
Yep.
So I would have to run the VHS, VCR tape, basically.
Who
upstairs.
Was the host? Ted?
Ted Dawson. I was a news intern, though.
Oh, okay.
Ted Dawson Lurch? Was the sports guy, and he wore a giant brace every day on his knee.
Oh.
Was that Lurch from the Addams Family?
God, he sucked.
No.
He
was so That's bad. Ted Cassidy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He was
no, but
11.
I was a great intern. I killed it there. Yeah. And I'm on I don't even know if they still have it, the intern wall of fame.
I think they do.
Yeah, I'm on there.
Yeah, because the building, I mean, the inside kind of looks the same.
I got to
it?
Know I got to know Clarice really well, and she and I have stayed very close over the years.
And
that's weird.
You like giving your weather reports from time to time.
I used to like to hang out with the weather guys.
Yeah, putting your input in, which is always good to have.
Yeah, well, very fond memories.
You're breaking ground, or you just did on a new facility, right, in Irving?
We did, yeah. We're building a new building, state-of-the-art in Irving, Las Colinas area. So it's supposed to be done around 2026, hopefully before the World Cup.
What was wrong with your old one?
No, you should have said was and what is wrong.
You know, just a couple upgrades, Bob.
Okay.
You know, it's just time to get up with the times. You know what I'm saying?
Good, good. That'll
so
be
it
great.
Should be, well, we're going to have you all in there. You'll enjoy it.
It'll be a fun location. Yeah.
Like, do you think there'll be as many homeless surrounding your building as there are now?
Differently housed.
We always joke because there is a 7-Eleven right across from the station, and Mike from time to time has decided to venture over there.
Go get a Lucy.
To get some a Lucy and a Cisco.
Yeah, like one time he went over there and got an egg sandwich, and I was like, are you sure?
What is wrong with him?
I was like, are you sure you want to, like, eat that, you know? But he'll always get comments, and there was this one guy who was walking downtown, and he's like, hey, Ducey, and Ducey's like, hey, he's like, yeah, I watch you all the time. He goes, you look older in person.
Yeah.
It's a lighting.
Man,
yes.
Would you go downtown convenience store? Would you go hot dog or egg sandwich?
Oh,
hot dog.
Roller that's
egg
been there
sandwich.
For
I'm not going egg sandwich hardly anywhere.
What about nachos?
Nachos.
What about nachos?
With fake cheese?
No.
Safer. I'll still go.
Did y'all
not nachos?
Did y'all never go to 7-Eleven at like 2 a.m. and get the nachos and you fill up the one little container tray full of chips? Then you get another one, and you dump all the cheese and chili and jalapenos in there. And then you walk up, and then you walk up and you buy it. You're like, look, this is just one nacho.
How long is this story?
One time. Okay.
God. You want to
well, we're out of time,
I know,
Sam.
I know.
Sorry, Sam.
And then you go over, and then you go to the other side of the store, and then you do this, and then you do that.
And then you, like, dip the chips, and then it's like, oh,
and then you're
stuff.
Like, you're like, what am I going to do next? And then you're looking around, you're trying to decide.
And then it's like 3 a.m.
And then it's like your friends are done with their chips, and you're like, can I have your extra chips? Because I'm not done with my chips.
Right,
yet.
Because they had some chips, and then I wanted them.
I did not say bingo. Bingo.
I mean,
I have done that.
Why do I work
3 o'clock.
Unbelievable. All right, Sam, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sam.
Y'all are the best.
Sam Gannon from Fox 4. Another round table next.
Whoa.
Oh, geez.